我哋继续去敬拜，我哋可以揾翻个靓位。As we continue in our worship, we can find a good seat to sit in this morning. 一齐打开圣经，我哋睇哥林多前书十五章。If we missed somebody, you know, after the service, you can introduce yourself. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 我们今天看20-28, and we'll be studying from verses 20-28. 上个星期我讲耶稣复活的时候呢，鼓励大家即去思考复活对我的有什么意义。Last week, after we were sharing about the resurrection of Christ, and encouraged everybody to think about what does the resurrection mean to me. 我们今天继续思考耶稣的复活。And today we're going to continue with our study about the resurrection. 保罗呢就在十五章里面给我们很多很清楚的教导关于复活的意义。And so Paul is giving us a lot of very good teaching in this chapter about the meaning of the resurrection. 我们会分开看三部分。And we're going to be looking at three aspects of the resurrection.第一是初熟的果子，第二是因一人复活，第三就是基督作王。So I'll be sharing three parts about the first fruits, by one resurrection in Christ our King. 如果你喜欢名画，可能你听过这个故事。If you like art, maybe you've heard this before. 出名的艺术家米开罗基罗参加一啲欧洲嘅城市嘅艺术博物馆。Many years ago, Michelangelo was visiting several great art galleries in Europe, different European cities. 佢有个好深嘅感受，佢系见到好多画系描述耶稣钉十字架。And he was deeply impressed as he saw a lot of paintings that talk of presenting Christ crucified on the cross. So he had a question for himself. And so he asked himself, you know, 点解咁多人集中描述耶稣钉十字架呢件事？佢嘅死系一个好似佢嘅死系最后嘅一幕。So he's like asking, why are so many artists depicting Christ on the cross as though it was the last and final scene of his life? He said, Christ dying on the cross lasted for only a few hours. 但是耶稣活着到永远，耶稣是作王，是得胜。But he said, to the end of an unending eternity, Christ is alive.Christ rules and reigns and triumphs. 咁我覺得即係我哋應該係集中思考耶穌嘅復活。And so we should concentrate and think about the meaning of Jesus and his resurrection. 咁我相信復活嘅意義對我哋非常之重要。And I believe that the resurrection is very important to us. 所以我哋先去睇20-28. So let's read from verse 20-28. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. 但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. 死基是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. 在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. 但各人是按着自己的次序复活。初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。 But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. 最后末期到了，那是基督基将一切执政的 掌權的、有能的毀滅了，就把國交與父神。Then comes the end, and when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, 因為基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敵都放在他的腳下。For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. 盡未沒了所毀滅的仇敵，說萬物都服了他。仇敵就是死。The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. 因為經常說神叫萬物都服在他的腳下，基說萬物都服了他，明顯那叫萬物服他的不在其內了。 For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under his feet, it is evident that he who put all things under him is exempted. 萬物既服了他，那是子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上作万物之主。 Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be in all. 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你，今天我们看到你的话语，看到复活的重要。求主打开我们的眼睛，明白复活耶稣基督的复活对我们的意义。愿意主在今天是向我们讲话，我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉主名求。这个经文呢，就在二十节，就是有一个字眼是叫初熟的果子。 If you look back in verse 20, it says a phrase says the first fruits。咁啊，呢个 first 初熟嘅果子咧，就系教育圣经系一个好重要嘅一个嘅事情。And the first fruits is a very important thing in the Old Testament. 以色列人就系出埃及嘅时候，系摩西透过神透过摩西行十灾。When the children of Israel were in Egypt, God through Moses had the 10 plagues. 最后一个灾就系杀长子嘅灾。And the last plague was the killing of the eldest sons. 我们青年团契在看学着摩西出埃及记的，所以可能会明白多一点。And our youth fellowship is now starting a study of Exodus, and so maybe some of you will understand a little bit more. 当他是长子的时候，杀天使是要来，神说以色列人要杀一个羊，跟住将个血放喺个门框。 And so when the death angel was going to pass over, God told the children of Israel to put the blood on the doorpost, to kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost. 跟住天使见到就会越过佢屋企。 And as the angel saw the blood, he would pass over their house. 所以当以色列人出埃及之后，神命令以色列人每年都要有呢个逾越节，就纪念神系越过佢嘅屋。 And so as they left Egypt, and then God gave the commandment that every year the children of Israel should celebrate the Passover to commemorate that God passed over them. 咁呢个逾越节嘅羊羔就系耶稣。 And you know the lamb that was sacrificed in the Passover represents Jesus Christ. 系预表耶稣 ，sorry， 预表耶稣。It represents Jesus. So, 耶稣钉十字架的时候，有人觉得那日就是逾节，有人觉得是之前一日。 And so when Jesus was crucified on the cross, many believe that was the day of Passover. Some believe it was the day before was the Passover. 但是耶稣是代表我们的逾节的羔羊，为我们赎罪。神是见到耶稣的血就越过我们不审判。And so, but Jesus represents the Passover lamb that was sacrificed for us, and his blood cleanses us. When God sees the blood, then he passes over and he does not judge. He forgives. 咁喺耶稣钉十字架嘅时候呢， 初熟的果子就是每一個逾越節之後的安息日，就是初熟果子日。 And so what is the first fruits? After every Passover, the first Sabbath after the Passover, the day after the first Sabbath is the first fruits festival. 那么那个初熟果子就是以色列人将他收割的初熟的果子献给神做一个献祭。 And so what first fruits is that in the, because it's the springtime, they take in the early harvest and they give an offering to God of the harvest.
因为刚刚庆祝了逾越节，他不用杀羊的，他是献那些果实。
And because they've already celebrated the Passover, they don't have to make an animal sacrifice of blood. They just offer the fruit of the land. So they had to give this first fruits offering before they could harvest the rest of the crop. So And so as they make the offering to God of the first fruits, it also represents that they believe that they will have a good harvest. But here it says that Jesus is the first fruits.
我觉得是有圣经不清楚，但是可能是这样。
The Bible is not clear, but this is a possible explanation to some of the confusion of the gospel.
耶稣从门徒在最后晚餐，吃逾越节晚餐。
Jesus and his disciples ate the Passover as the last meal of Jesus Christ.
最后晚餐，the last supper we call it, okay?
应该是庆祝逾越节晚餐。 And that should have been the Passover feast that they were celebrating.
应该那天是逾越节，
and so that day should have been the Passover.
逾越节之后第二天是另一个节日，
and so the day after the Passover is another festival,
是叫摩号节，
and it's called Feast of Unleavened Bread.
摩号节将烤粉拿走，烤粉代表罪恶，
and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it is to take out the leaven, and leaven represents sin.
如果耶稣钉十字架那天是摩号节呢，就很有意思。
And if Jesus was crucified on the cross on the day of unleavened bread, it has a great significance.
因为他是我们的逾越节的羔羊，跟着摩号节，因为他的宝血洗干净我们的罪，将我们的罪拿走。
And because the feast is our sacrificial lamb, the Passover lamb, and then on the day of unleavened bread, as he's crucified on the cross, takes away the sin of the world, has a great significance.
过星期五是钉十字架，星期六是安息日。
And so he was crucified on the cross on Friday, and then Saturday is the Sabbath.
安息日次日，即星期日那日就是初熟果子日。
And so the day after the Sabbath is then the first Sabbath, at the first Sunday after the Passover is the first fruits.
耶稣是几时复活？
When was Jesus risen from the dead?
耶稣复活是初熟果子那日。
And Jesus rose from the dead on the day of the first fruits festival.
是我们的赎罪羔羊，是将人的罪孽除去，跟着初熟果子从死里复活。
And so he is our Passover lamb. He takes away the sins of the world and then he raises from the dead on the day, the festival of the first fruits.
很有意思哦。
It has a lot of spiritual meaning.
耶稣是初熟的果子，是第一个复活。
Jesus is the first fruits. He is the first to resurrect from Christ, from the dead.
所以耶稣是将我们的罪除去，献上自己。
And so Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice to wash away our sins.
但是根据他从死里复活，是很有意思，是初熟的果子。
And then when he rose from the dead as the first fruits, it has a very big spiritual meaning.
因为这个农作物就是献给神，就是 有个意思就是之后有其他的收获。
And so as you offer the first fruits of your harvest, that it means is that you're going to have the rest of the harvest.
是吧？所以是有初的收割，跟着有其他的收割。
So you have the first harvest, and then you have the rest of the harvest afterwards.
那如果耶稣是初熟的果子是复活，其他的果子收割是哪个？
And so if Jesus is the first harvest, the first fruits of the harvest, who is the rest of the harvest?
就是我们咯。
It's us.
因为有耶稣复活，我们可以肯定他初熟的果子他复活，我们都会复活。
So if Jesus is the first fruits in the harvest, then we also are going to be resurrected. As his resurrection requires our resurrection.
耶稣复活是肯定我们都会复活。
Because Jesus rose from the dead, it is guaranteed that you and I will rise from the dead.
那初熟果子是可以说一个比喻，是表示一定复活好似一个收割。
And so you could say the first fruits is like an illustration that is saying that the resurrection is a harvest.
咁如果復活係一個收割，咁啊一定要撒種。
And so if the resurrection is a harvest, then there must be a seed，
係咪？因為你撒一個種子落地，佢就落咗地，跟住過咗一段時間，佢發芽長大，成為一個植物。
Because as you put a seed into the ground, after a time, then it starts to grow and it becomes a plant or some sort of vegetable, right？
咁。有种子它落了地它变生出来是另一样东西有个收割。
And so when you put the seed in the ground, it's a seed, but when it grows, it becomes something else, and then you can harvest it.
耶稣说明一粒种子若不跌落地仍然是一粒。
And Jesus said, unless a seed falls to the ground and it dies, then it is just a seed.
它的意思就是我们的生命，因为耶稣的缘故我们牺牲仍然是一个生命，但是我们是为主的缘故，我们可以有更好的。
And so Jesus is saying, you know, that when you give your life for Jesus, if you don't give it, you're just a dead seed. But if you give your life for God and you die for God, you know, then you're going to produce something greater.
所以我们看得到这个收割，耶稣的复活是初熟的收割，咁我哋信耶稣更加会有个更大嘅收获。
And so if Jesus is the first fruits and the resurrection represents the first fruits, then we will be even resurrected as a whole harvest.
呢个二十节讲一个系主里边睡觉的人。
And verse 20 it mentions those who are sleeping.
我哋要讲到睡觉嘅问题。
So I want to talk about sleeping.
I'm not,
I don't mean that you're sleeping now.
So 这个是说信了主的人死了的时候，他灵魂离开身体，灵魂去到跟耶稣一起。
And so the meaning is that when you are a Christian and you die, your spirit leaves your body and your spirit goes to God, goes to Jesus Christ.
那你的身体呢，就是死，是落了地。
And your body dies and we bury it in the ground.
那你的身体，这个说在主里面睡了的人，是说个身体，不是说个灵魂。
And so when it says those who are asleep in Christ, it's referring to the body, not to the spirit.
因为圣经说，活着是为基督，死是有益处。
Because Paul said to live is Christ, to die is gain.
他说如果我们离开身体，我们是与主同在。
And Paul said, if we depart from here, we go to be with Jesus, our Lord.
所以我们知道，如果我们主信主里边，我们死，我们去到同耶稣一起，是等候复活。
And so if we as Christians, when we die, we go to be with Jesus and we wait the resurrection.
我们的身体在地下，
and our body goes back to the earth.
那我们是个身体，如果是死，就是不会生翻嘛。
And so if you call it dead, then it will never be resurrected again.
所以新約聖經叫個身體個屍體係睡著了。
And so the New Testament says the body is like it's sleeping.
因为如果睡着呢，你可以叫醒佢，佢可以起翻身喎。
Because if it's sleeping, you can rise it again. You can wake him up.
所以我哋系话我哋喺主里边死了，就系叫睡着，因为个身体都复活嘅时候呢，就系翻生。
Because when you die in Christ, your spirit goes with Jesus, but your body one day will be resurrected.
咁啊，耶稣就系初熟嘅果子，系佢复活咗。
But Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection.
即是话耶稣系第一个复活。
And that means that Jesus is the first one that ever resurrected.
咁可能你讲，诶，牧师你讲得唔啱喎，因为佢见到耶稣都系叫死人复活喎。
He said, no, Pastor, that's not true. I saw Jesus, he resurrected some people from the dead.
有拉撒路死了几天就在坟墓，耶稣叫他复活。
There's Lazarus, he was dead for a couple days and Jesus raised him from the dead.
有个十二岁的小女，即是叫耶稣起来，咁他复活。
There's a 12-year-old girl and Jesus said, wake up, you know, and she woke up.
跟着有个寡妇的独子，他又复活。
And then there's the widow's son, her only son, and he raised from the dead.
教约圣经以利亚都系叫死人复活
，and in the Old Testament even Elijah had raised the dead。
但系呢啲嘅例子全部都系，即系佢复活嘅时候系同一个血肉之躯。
But all of those examples are the same. When they rose from the dead, they had their same physical body。
佢系复活咗，过咗一段时间，唔知几耐，圣经冇讲，一个月、一年、十年。50年，圣经冇讲。
And for each of them, the Bible doesn't tell us. For each of them, after a period of time, we don't know. 1 year, 10 years, 50 years, it doesn't say.
佢每一个都系死，佢会继续老化，一样会有病，跟住最后会死。
And each of them would continue to grow old, and they would continue to have sickness, and then in the end, ultimately, they would die again.
所以佢嗰个复活就系暂时系唔死住，即系等候等住先。
And so their resurrection was just a temporary resurrection, and that you know, okay, don't die yet, you know, just postpone it for a time.
但系耶稣嘅复活系咪唔一样嘅
？But when Jesus rose from the dead, was it different?
耶稣复活系完全唔一样。
The resurrection of Jesus is completely different.
耶稣复活呢，佢有个复活嘅身体，荣耀嘅身体。
When Jesus rose from the dead, he had a resurrected body, a glorified body.
呢个复活嘅身体可以摸得嘅，可以食得嘅。
And his resurrected body, you could touch him, you could feel him, he could eat.
但系佢可以叮一声系唔见咗。
But he could appear and disappear at a moment like that.
佢可以唔使食嘢，佢唔会有疾病，佢唔会渐老嘅。
And he could go without food. He would not get sick. His body would not get sick, and he would not age.
呢个系一个永远嘅荣耀嘅身体。
And that is an eternal glorified body.
所以耶稣复活嘅身体同埋佢原本钉十字架嘅身体系唔一样嘅。
And so the body that Jesus was resurrected in is different from the body that he was crucified on the cross.
可能个样系一样嘅，但系个物质个性质系唔同。
He might look the same, but it was different, a different essence.
或者一粒种子跌落地，跟住生一棵嘢出嚟一样。
It's like the seed going into the ground and then growing the plant. It's different in essence.
所以耶稣是我们初熟的果子，他是第一个这样复活的。但耶稣复活了之后，证明日后都有其他人会复活。
So Jesus is the first fruits, he's the first one to be resurrected, but after him, others will be resurrected.
在希腊文，这个初熟的果子的意思有点钉金这样的意义在这里。
The Greek word for first fruits actually has a similar meaning to a deposit.
如果你睇罗马书第八章二十三节，就会见到。
And if you look in Romans chapter 8 verse 23, you'll see the same word for first fruits is used, and it means deposit.
但不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息。等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得熟。
Not only that, but we also have, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
这个意思就是说, 我们信主耶稣圣灵在我们心里边，我们有这个初结的果子是圣灵，所以我们知道第日我们会得赎，我们的身体会复活。And
so what it's meaning is that because we that believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, and it's like a deposit. It's the first fruits of the Spirit in your heart, and it gives you that assurance that one day you will be redeemed in the body, you will resurrect.
意思是因为有圣灵你肯定有永生
and it, basically you could say because you have the Holy Spirit you know that you have eternal life.
这也都有些似哥林多后书一章22节
It's kind of like in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse
22 哥林多后书一章22节他又用印了我们并赐圣灵在我们心里作凭据
Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
那这个凭据和初结果子就不一样字,但一样意思。
So guarantee is a different word than first fruits, but the meaning is the same.
一个订金给你先,你有这个订金肯定会交货。
And so it means I've given you this guarantee, this deposit, Because I've given you this deposit, I assure you that you will get the product that I promised.
神给圣灵你,神给你这个订金,肯定你就有得复活。
And because you have the Holy Spirit, you can be assured that one day you will be resurrected.
因为耶稣是初熟的果子,我们就是一个收割。
Because Jesus is the first fruits, we will also be the rest of the harvest.
那我们继续看哥林多前书15章21、22节
Let's continue in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21 and 22.
死既是因一人而来,死人复活也是因一人而来。
For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
在亚当里众人都死了,照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
那这个意思和罗马书5章12到21节是很似。
The meaning here is very similar to what Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21.
就是我们人类有两个人类的代表。
For man, humankind, there are two representatives.
第一是亚当,第二是耶稣。
The first was Adam, the second is Jesus Christ.
因为亚当犯了罪,我们所有人在亚当里面犯罪,他是我们的代表,他是我们的头。
Because Adam sinned, all mankind is like we sinned in Adam. He is our representative, our federal head.
但耶稣为我们死,为我们复活,因为耶稣为我们死,所有人都可以是得赎的。
And because Jesus died for us, all men can receive salvation because of Jesus' death.
但这个意思就是更加清楚,他说亚当里众人都死,照样在基督里众人也要复活。
But here it says even clearer, it says, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
因为亚当是我们的代表,人人都有一死,我们个都要死,生老病死你没办法脱离的。
Because Adam sinned and died, all of us as his descendants, we all are going to die. You can't get away from getting old, you can't get away from sickness, and you can't get away from death.
但是因为耶稣的复活,所有人都会复活。
But because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as the first fruits, all will then resurrect.
这个经文说,所有人都会复活。
Now this verse says, all will resurrect.
的确,全部人都会复活。
And it is a fact that all will resurrect.
因为圣经说明,有两种复活,两次的复活。
Because the Bible says there are two resurrections.
第一次复活,就是信耶稣那些人复活,是有福,是上天堂。
And the first resurrection are those who believe in Jesus Christ, and because they believe, they will go to heaven.
第二次復活就是不信主的人，他在神的面前受審判，跟住落到火湖。
And the second resurrection are those who do not believe. They will be resurrected. They will stand before the judgment seat of God, and they will be judged, and then they will be judged according to their sins and cast into the lake of fire.
所有人都会复活的。
All people will resurrect.
所以我们看得到有这个代表，耶稣是代表所有人的复活，因为他初熟的果子。
And so Jesus represents the first fruits because he was the first to resurrect.
他复活，你和我都会复活。Because
he resurrected, you and I will also resurrect.
我们继续看23节。
Let's go on down to verse 23.
但各人是按着自己的次序复活。初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。But
each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming.
那这个次序和复活我们要解释清楚。Now
this order of the resurrection we need to explain and understand.
因为刚才说有第一个复活和第二个复活。Because
I just said there is the first resurrection and the second resurrection.
第一次的复活就是信主的，有福气的，有天堂的。
And the first resurrection, those are that believe in God and believe in Jesus, and they will, the saints, and they will go to heaven.
第二次的复活那些人是不信的，他会受审落地狱。
In the second resurrection, those are the unbelievers, they will be judged, and they will go to hell.
但是第一次的复活呢，是有分层次。
But the first resurrection comes in stages.
有不同的层次的，就很有趣。
And the different stages are very interesting.
你记得耶稣复活的时候初熟的果子，
and you know that Jesus resurrected and he was the first fruits.
但圣经讲马太福音27章52节、53节，
but in Matthew it says in chapter 27:52 and 53，耶稣复活的时候，有些旧约圣经的圣徒都复活了，在耶路撒冷行给人看过。
When Jesus rose from the dead, saints from the Old Testament, some of them were also raised, and they walked around in Jerusalem.
我们看马太福音27章52、53。 Look at Matthew chapter 27:52 and 53.
And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来。
尽了圣城，向许多人显现。
And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
这个耶稣复活之后，有班人复活的。
And here, after Jesus rose from the dead, there were some that resurrected.
有几多我们不知道，说许多。
And we don't know how many, it says many.
许多是几多？
How many is many?
5个，10个。 看到打开灯，看到十只曱甴，话好多系咪？
If you at night you turn on light, you see 10 cockroaches. That's a lot, right?
但系10个算唔算许多？50个、100个、1000个
？How many is many?
50? 100? 1000?
我哋唔知，即系话许多。
It just said there are many.
所以耶稣复活，跟住有呢班人复活。So Jesus rose, and then these people rose.
第呢，佢系第一批。 初复活的第一批，
they're the first stage of those in the first resurrection.
第二批人是哪些？
Who is going to be the second group?
我们的，
us.
因为圣经讲明，当耶稣回来的时候，是空中在云彩里面出现。死的信徒会先复活，跟着未死的信耶稣会立刻改变形象，是空中与神相遇。
Because the Bible says when Jesus returns and he will appear in the clouds, and first the dead in Christ will rise, and then those of us, the believers who are not dead at the time, will instantly be changed and we will meet God in the heavens.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书4章15节到17节。
Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. 帖撒羅尼迦前書四章十五節到十七節。 First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15 to 17。 我們現在照主的話告訴你們一件事，我們這活著還存留到主降臨的人，短不能在那已經睡了的人之先。For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. 因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。For the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a shout and a voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. 以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。 And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord.
这个就是我们相信，如果今天耶稣回来，我们未死，我们信主，我们立刻改变形象，上到空中与耶稣相遇。
And so we believe that if Jesus was to come today, right now at this moment, all those of us who believe in Jesus Christ right now would instantly be changed and would be caught up in heaven with Jesus Christ.
这个是第二批的复活的、第一个复活，第二批。
And so this is the first resurrection, the second stage of the first resurrection.
是你和我有份，
You and I are part of this.
因为如果我死了，耶稣没回来，我都是有份，我会先过没死过的人。
Because if I die and Jesus hasn't come yet, I'm still part of this, and I will go before those who are still alive.
因为这个死了的人先，跟着我们没死后。
And so it says those who died first will go and be resurrected first, and then those will be changed.
So 这个第二批，我相信我们去年就是启示录，在我们查经班看启示录的。
Last year we studied in our Bible study the book of Revelation.
我相信在我末世论的时候，有教会被提升天之后先开始大灾难。
And I believe that after the church is raptured, taken into heaven, then the tribulation period will start.
有七年的大灾难是教会升了天被提了先，跟着开始大灾难。
That the church will be raptured and taken into heaven, caught up in the air to meet God, and after the church is gone, then the tribulation period will start.
但是在大灾难期间，有班外邦人会信耶稣，亦都有犹太人信耶稣。
But during the tribulation period, there will be people that become Christians, Gentiles and Jews who believe in Jesus Christ during the tribulation period.
在这个七年的大灾难的时候，你看启示录二十章四节是怎样讲？
And after the tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation, look in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4.
启示录二十章四节
Revelation chapter 20, verse 4.
我又看见几个宝座，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣作见证，并为神的道被斩首的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。
And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. and who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
第五節, 這是頭一次的復活, 其餘的死人還沒有復活, 直到等那1,000年完了。
Verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
在头一次复活有份的有复了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1,000年。
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection, over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
所以在大灾难有敌基督有受印记那些人，不拜他，他都会复活在耶稣完了7年的大灾难的时候，耶稣回来。
And so those who were saved during the tribulation period, they didn't worship the Antichrist, they didn't receive his mark, and they were beheaded for not believing, they are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period. And so this is the third section of the first resurrection. There are actually two more stages to this first resurrection. If you turn to Daniel, the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 12.
Daniel 是不是以色列人一起復活?
And so Daniel here is talking about that at the end of the tribulation, are all those from Old Testament saints, are they resurrected at this time?
第一節,verse 1,那是保佑你本國之民的天使長瑪加列必站起來,並且有大艱難,即是大災難。
從那國以來,直到此時,沒有這樣的。你本國之的民中,凡名錄在山上的,賊上的,必得請教。At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, that's the great tribulation, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and that at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book.
第二節,睡在塵埃中的,必有多人復醒,其中有得永生的,有受羞辱永遠被憎惡的。
And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
And
so this is after the Great Tribulation, you see that at the same time the Old Testament saints and then are all risen together.
但是千禧年的时候,有一千年,有些人又生又死。But
during the thousand-year reign of Christ, some people will be born and some will die.
是不是一死的时候,立刻复活呢?
Do those that die resurrect instantly after they died?
还是等到千禧年之后才复活?
Or do they wait until the end of the thousand-year reign before they resurrect?
圣经没说,
the Bible doesn't tell us.
但这个第一次复活是有次序,有层次。
But we can see the first resurrection that comes in stages and they come according to their order.
所以保罗说是按照次序复活。
And so Paul says they are resurrected according to their order.
真的很有层次,很有次序,是不是?
And you can see there is an order to this.
但是 千禧年之后不信主的人一起复活，这个第二次复活。
But at the end of the thousand year reign of Christ, those who don't believe in Jesus, then they are all resurrected and they are sent to eternal damnation, everlasting contempt.
那些不信耶稣的在完了千禧年之后他就复活，他就去 受审判，落到地狱，永远的被羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
可能你问，咁我而家死，我灵魂去边
？Maybe you say, well, if I die now, where's my soul gonna go?
我哋去到同耶稣一齐等候复活。
And your soul goes to Jesus Christ and waits for the resurrection.
咁啊，做啲乜嘢我哋唔知。
And what would you be doing? We don't know. Bible doesn't say.
有好多嘢圣经冇讲。
There's many things that the Bible doesn't teach.
但我哋知道有呢个应许。如果今日离开咗身体，死咗去到耶稣的身边。
But we have this promise that if you were to die today and your spirit leaves your body, that you're in Christ, you would go to be with Christ.
我们继续看十五章廿四节。
Let's continue and look at verse 24.
因为基督必作王，
and this is Christ our King.
最后末期到了，那是基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与神。
Then comes the end, and when he delivers a kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power.
所以保罗在这里讲到末世的最后发生什么事，耶稣作王，将一切的收复，跟着全部都是神的手里面，是神的掌权下。
So this is the end of all. At the end of the thousand year reign, Jesus comes and he puts an end to everything and he gives all authority back to God the Father.
我相信耶稣一定回来。
I believe Jesus is coming back.
我相信耶稣很快回来。
I believe Jesus is coming back very soon.
我相信我们很快会见到耶稣在空中。
And I believe that very quickly I'm going to see Jesus in the sky.
但我都相信圣经讲明，
But I also believe and the Bible says it very clearly.
没人知道哪是神，没人知道哪日子。
Nobody knows the hour or the day.
我们是不知道是几时。
We don't know when.
我们可能估来估去。
We can guess and we can make estimates.
但没人知道的。
But nobody knows.
圣经说耶稣回来要好像个贼。
And Jesus said when he comes back, he's going to be like a thief in the night.
夜间的贼来到的时候，没人知道他来。如果你知道他来，你放屁你就捉他嘛。
And when the thief comes in the night, you don't know when he's coming. If you knew when he's coming, you'd be there to catch him when he comes.
但因为不知道他，你估不到的时候，他就来偷晒你的东西。
But when you don't expect him to come, that's when he comes and he steals all your stuff.
耶稣说，耶稣回来的时候是估不到的时候，没人知道的时候，耶稣就回来。
And the Bible says, when nobody knows, when nobody's expecting it, that's when Jesus is going to come back.
所以如果现在有人说你听，耶稣几时回来，怎么怎么怎么，你搞得你很紧张，你就不信他了。因为他乱粒，圣经说没人知道。
So if anybody tries to tell you and convince you, oh, I know when Jesus is coming back, he's coming back now, look at all these things happening, you know, he's coming happening, you know, and he gets you all scared and freaked out, you know, don't believe him. The Bible says nobody knows.
我相信是快，但我不知道几时。
I know it's going to happen, I know it's coming soon, but I don't know when.
但我们有一件事我们可以做。
But there's something we can do.
我们要警醒祷告。
We need to watch and pray.
我们要准备好自己。
And we need to prepare ourselves.
我们要准备好自己，当他来到的时候，我们可以跟他相遇。
We need to prepare ourselves that when he comes, we can go and be with him.
如果不是他来到，留下我们在这里就惨了。
Otherwise, if he comes and we're not prepared, then he leaves us here. That's dangerous, right?
我要经过大灾难，很痛苦。
And then you have to go through the great tribulation. That's going to be terrible, right?
我们怎样准备好自己？
How do you prepare?
你依靠神，相信主。
Trust in the Lord, believe in Jesus. 尊主为大。Make Lord the Lord of your life. 唔好做一个不冷不热嘅基督徒。Don't be a lukewarm Christian. 唔好做一个跨名嘅基督徒。Don't be a name only Christian. 唔好做一个一脚踏双船嘅基督徒。Don't be straddling the fence, one foot in the world and one foot in God. 唔好做呢啲假冒为善嘅基督徒。Don't be a hypocrite. 反而你要点？天天背起十字架，跟从主。What you need to do is daily take up your cross and follow him. 耶稣要作王，最后耶稣作王。Jesus is the king, he's the ultimate king. 他要回来，他一千年在地上建立他的王国，之后他永远的王帝。He's going to come back and establish his kingdom on earth and for 1,000 years, and then after that 1,000 years, for eternity, he will be king. 他回来要捆绑魔鬼。He's going to come back and bind up Satan. 他回来所有建造所有的政权都会毁灭。And when he comes back, all the things we see, all the authorities and kingdoms will all be disappeared. 所以我们现在开始跟从他就对了。So as we start following him now, it's right. 我看中东的局势，我看到现代科技，我看到世界的经济，我看到圣经，我知道耶稣快回来。When I look at the Middle East situation, when I look at modern technology, when I look at the economics of the world, and I look at the Bible, I say, Jesus is coming soon. 我现在查经班看着以赛亚书，都是看着很多耶稣回来的事。And as we look at the book of Isaiah in our Bible study on Thursday nights, we also see that Jesus is coming soon. 但是我们知道越来越接近的时候，我们更加要越来越准备。But the closer we get to that time, the more we have to be prepared. 我想告诉你，有几件事你可以肯定，未发生之前未是大灾难。无论人家怎么说，这些是圣经的话，不是你没办法扭曲它。No matter what anybody tells you, there are a few things that have to happen before the Great Tribulation comes. And no matter what anybody says, this is from the Bible and you can't change it. 第一，耶稣讲明，福音要传遍全世界，俾万民听，佢先至翻嚟。The first, Jesus said, the gospel will be preached into all the earth before he comes back. 咁而家今日，福音系咪传遍到全世界呢？So today, is the gospel preached to all the earth? 从某些角度是的。From some perspectives, yes. From the way you look at it. 有些人觉得是要将圣经翻译到所有的少数民族的文字先是。Some people think that maybe that means you have to translate the Bible into the language of every tribal nation that there is. 但是圣经翻译会的人说是几年后、两三年后这个工作完成的。But those that do Bible translation think that maybe in just a couple of years they will complete this task. 但是是不是一定要翻译到他自己言语先是说将福音传给他 But does having the Bible in their own language, does that mean that that's the gospel being preached to them? 你可以想想中国有50几个少数民族 Now think for a minute. China, there are 52 tribal nations, right?如果他没有自己的文字他都可以用英文或者普通话去听到福音 Even if they don't have the Bible in their own language they can still hear the gospel in Mandarin Chinese or in English, right? 世界各地的少数民族都是这样 And all the tribal nations around the world is the same 如果没有自己的文字他都可以第二个言语都听得明白 If they don't have it in their own language they can still hear it in a language that they know所以耶稣的意思是不是他听到但是要是自己的言语听到 And so does Jesus mean that they are here or that they have to hear in their own language? 圣经没说 The Bible doesn't say 那这个工作完了没 So is this message finished yet? 值得想有另外两件事没发生你可以肯定大灾难未开始There are two things that if they have not started yet, you can be guaranteed the Great Tribulation period has not started yet. 第一，大灾难一定会有一个个领袖统治全世界，一个货币。The first, the Great Tribulation period, there will be one world leader ruling the whole earth
every nation under his rulership, one currency. That's all.
今日有沒有一個國家的領袖，一全世界的領袖？
Is there a one world ruler today? One world ruler?
有沒有？我看不到。
I don't see it.
是不是迷向的？是迷向的，但有沒有？沒有。
Are we getting to there? Yes, we're approaching it. Is it there yet? No, it's not there yet.
第二件事， 一定会发生才是大灾难。
There is one more thing that must happen before the Great Tribulation period comes.
以色列人一定会在耶路撒冷有批准重建耶路撒冷的圣殿。
The Jewish people, the nation of Israel, will receive permission and start building, rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem.
如果你没听见，没见到犹太人在耶路撒冷重建
If you have not heard or don't see that the Jewish nation, the Israelis, are rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, then you can be guaranteed it is not the end times yet. It is not the Great Tribulation.
Now, 福音未全篇，我哋可以被提；敌基督未出现，我哋可以被提；未重建圣殿，我哋可以被提。 但未是大灾难，大灾难是我们被提之后才开始。Now,
you can get raptured before the gospel is preached to all the nations. You can be raptured before the Antichrist comes and establishes government. You may be raptured before Jerusalem, they start building the temple. Because the Great Tribulation does not start until after the church is raptured.
所以如果你聽到好多人說得很誇張，耶穌今天回來，感謝主，我希望耶穌接我回去。So
if you hear people saying, oh, Jesus is coming today, you know, just get excited and say, praise God, Lord, take me, man, I'm ready to go.
但你不用怕。
But you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to worry.
我們最後看25到28。
In closing, let's look at verse 25 and 28.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下。
For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
尽美没了所毁坏的仇敌，就是死。
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
因为经常说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下。 既说万物都服了他，明显那叫万物服他的，不在其内了。For
he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is exempted.
万物既服了他。
Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all.
You see, what does this mean?
最后谁是拿主权？
Ultimately, who has all the authority?
一切在神的脚下。
Everything is under the feet of God. 神是作王，神是作主，神是最高的。
God is the king, God is the ruler, God is the greatest, ultimate.
一切在他的脚下就表示他征服全世界，因为在他脚下表示他最高的权柄。
And being under his feet means that he has conquered the whole world. Under his feet means that he is the greatest authority. There is no one greater and more awesome.
所以神是最终的胜利者。
So God is the ultimate victor.
我们相信这位耶稣基督是胜利者，胜过魔鬼，胜过世界，胜过试探。
Jesus is the conqueror. He overcame death. He overcame Satan. He overcame sin.
所以我们在耶稣里面一切复活，我们都是胜利的。
So those of us in Christ, as we resurrect, we are also conquerors. We are also victorious.
耶稣是初熟的果子，我们跟着我们都是复活的。
And so Jesus is the first fruits, but we also are the fruit and we'll be resurrected too.
最后魔鬼呢，都不够耶稣来的。
Even in the end, Satan is not a match for Jesus Christ.
你不用怕魔鬼，因为耶稣是胜利。
You don't need to be afraid of Satan. Jesus is conqueror.
这个经文有一样一定要解释，特别28节。
Here in verse 28, there's something we need to explain. It's very important.
有人会睇28节就话，嗱呢度睇到耶稣同埋神系唔平等嘅。
Some people will look at verse 28 and say, "Now look at this. Jesus and God, they're not equal, you know.
耶稣都要服从神喎，嗰个系佢脚下喎。Jesus has to submit to God, you know. He's even under him."
对唔住，你系弯曲圣经，你咁样睇。I'm sorry if you look at it that way, you're misunderstanding the scripture. When we look at the Trinity, you see that Jesus is always submitting to God the Father. They are equal in essence, they are equal in everything. They are the Holy Trinity, the Godhead that cannot be separated, but they have different functions.
所以耶稣永远都是顺服天父的意思。
So Jesus is always in submission to the will of the Father.
他不会按照自己意思做。
He never takes it in his own initiative to do anything.
Not his own initiative, I'm sorry. He doesn't act by his own will. He always submits to the will of the Father. 你睇约翰福音，你见到耶稣讲好多次，我系所做系天父叫我做嘅，我系按照天父嘅意思。
If you read the book of John, the Gospel of John, Jesus constantly saying, "I'm just doing what the Father sent me to do. I'm obedient to what the Father."
耶稣就话，父啊，唔好按照我嘅意思，按照你嘅意思。耶稣顺服神嘅意思，行去十字架。
And Jesus said, "Lord, not my will, but your will." And he submitted to the will of the Father as he went to the cross.
腓立比书第二章话我哋听，耶稣冇以为与神同等要强夺。
And in Philippians chapter 2, it says that Jesus did not see equality with God as something to be fought for.
但佢反倒虚己，顺服于神。
But he emptied himself and submitted and humbled himself, submitted to the will of the Father.
耶稣永远都是顺服神。
And so Jesus is always in submission to God the Father.
是他的角色，天父，耶稣顺服，圣灵都是顺服。
And so that's their positions. The Father is submitted to by Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
所以这里说耶稣也是顺服。天父是一样的意思，没什么分别。
And so here it says again that Jesus is also subject to him. The Son will also be made subject to him who puts all things under him. It's just saying the same thing. Jesus is always subject to God the Father.
但有的人看到，你看到耶稣和神不同等的，就是神是高一点，耶稣是次等的。这些是异端来的，不要信这些这样的说法。
But the cults say, you know, that Jesus and God are not equal and that God is a greater God and Jesus is a lesser God. And, you know, that's cultic. That's not Christianity.
耶稣和我天父圣灵是合一的。
Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are all equal. And they're in unity.
感謝主，我哋睇到你，可能你覺得好複雜啊，初熟果子啊，第一個代表，第二個代表啊，等等。
Maybe you think today is kind of confusing. You know, we got the first fruits, we got the first Adam, the first representative, the second representative, and we got all this order of resurrection.
但我希望你明白，今日呢個意思係好重要嘅。耶穌復活，你都會復活。
But what I want you to catch today, this is so important. Jesus rose from the dead, you will also raise from the dead.
我们因为信耶稣有永生。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
耶稣复活是一个肯定给我们知道，我们都会复活。
And because Jesus rose, we are guaranteed that we will rise.
我们怎么知道耶稣复活？上个星期已经讲了很多证据，后面的书也都有继续讲。
How do we know for sure that Jesus rose from the dead? We talked about that last week, and there's a lot of books in the back that you can read and look at. Praise the Lord, we have eternal life. Now, 今天我们要默想纪念主。 Today we're going to take communion and remember Jesus Christ.
我们要纪念耶稣为我们死，为我们复活。
And as we remember that Jesus died for us and that He rose for us,
我们都要纪念耶稣为我们死，为我们复活，还有要回来。
We also need to remember that Jesus died for us, He rose from us, and He is coming back. 我们要仰望祂永远作王的，回来是我们生命作王。 And we need to anticipate His coming to be King and to be King in our heart.
所以我们默想纪念主的时候，我们应该有一个感恩的心。
And so as we take communion this morning, we should do it with thanksgiving.
我感谢主为我死，感谢主为我赎罪。
We should say, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and cleansing my heart.
感谢主为我复活，我因为你复活，我都会复活。
And you should say, thank you, Lord, for raising from the dead. Because you rose from the dead, I will also raise from the dead.
感谢主，你要回来接我。
And thank you, Lord, you're coming back for me.
我们一起低头祈祷。天父，我们手揸住这个饼和这个杯，我们知道是代表象征你的身体、你的血。Lord,
we hold in our hands this cup and this bread. We know that it represents your body and your blood.
主，我们首先多谢你。 多谢你为我们死，为我们复活。
Lord, we thank you for dying for us and for rising for us.
多谢主，你说这个杯是你所立的新约。
Lord, you said this cup, with this cup you established a new covenant.
你是给我们复活的，你给我们永生的。
And you give us resurrection, you give us eternal life.
主，我们靠你。 当我们吃的时候，求你再一次宽恕我们的罪。
Lord, as we partake, I pray that you'd once again forgive our sins.
洗干净我们一切的不义，
cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
愿我们能够是揸住你的应许，是出返去澳门为你作见证。
And Lord, let us go in your promises and be a witness for you here in Macau.
所以我们求主祝福。
多谢主，奉耶稣名求。 And so we ask that you'd bless it in the name of Jesus. Amen.